Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money FM 89.3. This is Inspect a Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero sitting in the studio with me because apparently we're both oranges.
You speak for yourself. I'm an apple. I'm a Fuji apple.
It's Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. Now, he sent me this list that is like a three-part show, but we're going to try to get through as much of it in the next 15 minutes. CES is something that all tech nuts look forward to every year. It's an excuse for them to go travel to Las Vegas, but not in 2021.
Nope, not happening. I mean, usually about this time of the year, people are hopping on the plane to Las Vegas to pound the
Pound, but yes, okay.
I'm just going to gloss over that. These huge exhibition halls, it's quite tiring. Good times, but yeah, very tiring. No, this year, starting on Monday, it'll be the first virtual CES. So CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. And instead of physically being held in Las Vegas, it's virtual, meaning it's basically a series of online events. Press briefings and product unveilings, and some companies have already unveiled or given us a preview of what they're going to talk about next week.
Okay, so LG has got a very long list.
Oh no, okay, look, basically I boiled it down. Every year is roughly the same things, plus some outlandish stuff. The more outlandish it is, the less likely you actually see it. Okay, meaning some fancy AI-powered stove that will cook your lasagna for you, probably won't see it anytime soon. If it's the latest and greatest version of something you already have, in other words, a new TV, yeah, you might see it sometime the rest of the year. And that's what happens, right? At CES in the beginning of the year, brands announce these fancy things that aren't available yet. And throughout the year, middle year of the year onwards, you can actually start buying them. So it's a preview. You can look at what makes you salivate and then start saving for, when they finally become available later in the year. So, as I mentioned, the more pedestrian the product category, the more likely you'll see it. So TVs are always big at CES. And LG, Samsung, Sony all have announced new TV ranges, new TV types. And we like our TVs, don't we? Especially during COVID-19. We all do, right?
A TV is a TV. I don't replace my TV until it breaks down.
And they don't break down, which is a problem.
Especially when you want them to.
Yeah, we could go on for a while about that. My TV won't break down. But if yours has broken down or you want something bigger, because size matters when it comes to TVs, yeah, you might want to pay attention to what Samsung, LG, Sony have on offer. What do they have on offer? New models, obviously, but new technologies as well. So Samsung is famous for its QLED TVs.
What is a QLED?
It's a technology for backlighting LCD TV. So it's a flat screen TV that...
So this is not new. Market leaders?
No, I'm saying, QLED is a Samsung thing.
Oh, okay.
But there's a new QLED. It's called Neo, N-E-O, right? For new, not so subtle. New QLED. Neo QLED. And new QLED, N-E-O, Neo QLED, is basically an improved backlighting technology for their QLED TVs, which means brighter, sharper, and all that. So it's a new thing for Samsung, yeah? And Sony also has new stuff. They've got new OLED TVs, and as well as new LCD TVs. OLED, so OLED is organic light emitting diode. So OLED TVs are really, really, really beautiful.
And really, really expensive, I assume.
Yes, they are really expensive. But, I mean, there's something for everybody. Sony has new OLED TVs, new LED TVs. The important thing with Sony, what's new for them, is that they are launching a new TV processor. They got a fancy name. Of course they do, right? It's called the Cognitive Processor XR. You know, the old days, you didn't have to worry about the kind of chip that was in your TV. You would shop by size, right?
Yes.
Not anymore, you have to worry about the chip inside. And actually, that makes sense, because where are you getting your TV programs from? From Netflix and from some old discs, old DVDs, mm-hmm. and some Blu-ray stuff. So everything from DVD, you know, low-tech vintage, all right, all the way to really ultra-high-definition Netflix streams, you want a TV chip that processes all that pristinely. And Sony has a new processor. It makes a difference. So you want to buy the latest processor because it makes everything look better. In other words, Netflix is not Netflix not the same Netflix on every screen. It depends on...
You're saying all Netflix is not created equal?
The content is, but it'll look different on your TV depending on the kind of TV you have and the power of your processor.
And the chip. Okay.
So the entire range, the new Bravia series, the Bravia XR 8K LED, 4K OLED, and 4K LED all come with this new processor. What's the difference? They make adjustments together in real time. So instead of just adjusting brightness and contrast one by one, they adjust everything, all these things together in real time. The idea is that you get a better picture.
It pops out at
you. It pops out. And it makes the most of the juice, the processing juice in your processor, because it focuses on those things you are most likely to notice.
Okay.
Yeah.
When they release all these teasing images and information about brand new TVs, do they also release potential price points?
No, don't have. But look, if we're talking about the latest and greatest versions of existing TVs, you can just assume that they'll be roughly that price or a bit more expensive.
You know why I like CES? Not for the latest and greatest gadgets that they announce.
What?
But because that is the time I will go and buy the stuff that I wanted to buy 6 months earlier, but I'm waiting for the price drop.
Yeah, so you want to buy before big generation leaps. That's not right. You want to buy when there aren't big generational leaps. So I mentioned that there's this new technology, this new QLED, mm-hmm. right? QLED for Samsung. That means your last year's TV is just QLED. Okay. And Sony, the new Bravias, means last year's TVs won't have the Cognitive Processor XR. And then I forgot to mention LG TVs. They are announcing the introduction of WebOS 6.0. What does that mean? It's basically the software that powers their TVs. So, you know, smart TV software.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a difference, you know. It's like a new version of Windows or Mac OS. Your last year's TV won't have WebOS 6.0 unless they upgrade your old model to the new OS, which is not guaranteed.
Yes, but there are some people who aren't necessarily in the brand new gadgets price point who look forward to the last year's gadgets price point when it drops by those few hundred dollars and sometimes actually more than a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, so you have to weigh your needs.
Yes. I am not you. I do not inspect gadgets.
You know, speaking of needs, right? So we've talked about, wait for it, you're going to roll your eyes, wait for it, PlayStation 5 and mm-hmm. Xbox Series mm-hmm. X. Mm-hmm. Now, to get the most out of these next generation gaming consoles, you really want a TV that can support...
Oh, Christopher, I've already heard this argument.
You want a TV that get the most out of this investment
mm-hmm.
in the next generation gaming console.
You forget, I was conned into buying one of each of the new ones last year at the end of last year.
So maybe now so you need to look at new TV. Now
this is
you,
a song
you pay attention.
I have been hearing already.
That's why you need to pay attention to what I'm going to say. So your PlayStation 5, which is capable of 120 hertz refresh rates, so really smooth images, requires that you have a TV that can support 120 hertz too. Otherwise, you need to buy a new TV.
Yes,
check it out.
The choir has sung this song over Christmas. The choir did not receive their brand new TV.
But okay, so that's another reason, okay? That's another reason for looking at these new models. And of course, there's everything else, okay? There'll be new washing machines, new ovens. Even something as, I would say, basic as a laptop, you know? There'll
right.
be lots of
right.
new laptops. So LG's announced 5 new ultra slim models. in the LG Gram series. So, I mean, the name's there for you, a gram, you know, very feather light, right? So all of these are ultra slim. These are not big gaming workhorses. These are really, really powerful, really, really beautiful laptops that are also very, very light.
They are very beautiful and they are very slick looking. I've always wondered how hardy they are.
You want to test?
Yes.
You, no matter how hardy they are, you still can't drop one, you know.
Oh, okay. Never
especially
mind.
At the lighter they are, all things remaining equal, the less tough they can possibly be, even though I'm not saying they're fragile. So we're looking at the new LG Gram 17 that was announced for CES 2021.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1.35 kilograms.
Right.
Very, that's featherweight.
It is.
If in the old days, a 13 inch would be 1.35. So it'd be unheard of to have a 17 inch laptop at 1.35 kilograms. Okay.
I mean, look, seriously, I think they look really sexy. I have, what is it? Whatever the biggest Lenovo ThinkPad-y thing is. And it's A, it's heavy, and it B, it's bulky, but it's a big screen, and I'm blind.
Well,
but
now,
lugging it around.
Well, here you go. LG now has announced a 17-inch laptop that's only 1.35 kilograms. And if you don't need that size, the smallest, the 14-inch, is just 999 grams.
That's amazing.
Okay, so basically a kilogram for 14 inches. So that's pretty good, yeah?
But no prices.
No price. If you want something today, actually Huawei has the latest MateBook 14 that will be launching, well, pre-order tomorrow. Starts tomorrow, actually, to the 15th of January for the MateBook 14. So if you need something right now, the latest and greatest from Huawei is, you know, it will be 1298 if you pre-order it from tomorrow.
Right.
And if you pre-order, you get, you know, $544 worth of pre-order premium. So, I mean, if it's the right time for you, it might be a good time to pre-order because you get extra stuff. You get sound, it's a sound Bluetooth speaker. You get a backpack, Bluetooth mouse, and a one-year extended warranty. So that is worth more than $500.
I'm actually looking at that pre-order premiums gift pack, whatever it is.
Yep.
You're right. It's worth a lot more than $544.
Yeah, so
that's pretty good.
So yeah, so if you want something right now, and you're looking at a 14-inch laptop, the MateBook 14, the MateBook 14 from Huawei, will be. I mean, it's going to start pre-order. It'll actually be available on the 16th of January. But if you pre-order, you get more stuff. Yep.
Okay, so one of the things that as I glanced through your never-ending list of new things was the MatePad T, 10-inch touchscreen.
Yeah.
Right? But what got my attention was the Harman Kardon speakers.
Okay, so that's supposed to, I haven't tried this yet because it's a new model, but you're supposed to have really good sound quality straight from a tablet. And that's a challenge with phones and tablets, right? Because there's not a lot of space for speakers, but this is supposed to be an Android tablet that you can use on its own and still enjoy the sound from whatever you're watching, whether it's a YouTube video or playing a game or whatever. So 10.1 inches... It's a widescreen 16 by 10 aspect ratio. And yes, Harman Kardon speakers. Yeah, and 450 grams, so, which is about average. So 400 to 500, that's, you know, half a kilogram is roughly average for a 10-inch tablet.
Mm-hmm.
7.85 millimeters, so a feather under 8 millimeters thick. So we're talking thin, yeah?
Right.
Deep sea blue, so it's not gray. You know, it's blue. $298.
That's not bad, and more.
There's no pre-order for this. It becomes available at the same time as the MateBook 14 on the 16th of January, and the launch premiums include a cover, which is always good. I mean, you need one anyway.
Right.
The mini Bluetooth speaker, $48.
Why would you want mini Bluetooth speakers when you've got Harman Kardon speakers on board?
Because Moe is better.
Moe is better.
Moe better.
You're such a geek, Christopher.
No, you can't have too much sound, but you're right. So actually, you would expect to not really need this all the time, because you're supposed to have good speakers in built into your Android tablet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is extra if you want even more sound. And of course, this is not all you have, right? You have a phone as well. Maybe you don't already have a Bluetooth speaker, or you don't like the one you already have. So this is something you can use with your other devices.
Other gadgets, right.
Because it's Bluetooth. Okay. It works with all other Bluetooth devices, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah? So this is a preview of what CES is previewing. Next week, what are we talking about on the show? Stuff we can actually buy?
Yeah, so either next week or the week after, I'm thinking of looking... you're going to roll your eyes, but you know I like my headphones. So headphones, because I'm testing the Apple AirPods Max at the moment,
right?
Which are Apple's new first, actually, wireless over-the-head headphones, Apple branded. So they're like the AirPods Pro, which are in-ears, but these are full big headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, I mean, I'd like to talk about that either next week or the week after.
Okay.
LG has a new version of its self-disinfecting earphones, LG True Tone.
Right. That one got a lot of interest from our listeners, so you can talk to us about the new ones. Let's do that next week.
Yeah.
Headphones. You see, you've got to tell them what we're going to talk about.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, and stuff you can order. That's right.
This has been our first Inspector Gadget of 2021. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is, what are you again? Christopher Lim.
Yes, I am. Digital editor of the Business Times. Happy New Year, everybody.
Our resident Inspector Gadget. This is MoneyFM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.